At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Today on The Grave Talks, from Southern Baptist to Psychic Medium, a conversation with Jill M. Jackson. Jill M. Jackson, known as the Mississippi Medium, has lived a life shaped by extraordinary spiritual experiences. Growing up in the Bible Belt, she began seeing spirits around the age of 7, an ability that left her both frightened and confused, especially when told by her preacher that her gifts were evil. For years, Jill hid her abilities, pursuing a conventional career. But after several near-death experiences, she could no longer deny her soul's true calling. Today, Jill is a psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and published author dedicated to helping others awaken their own gifts and life purpose. In her book, Mississippi Medium, she shares unforgettable experiences from the spirit world, including visitations and messages from murder victims seeking justice. Today on The Grave Talks, Jill opens up about her journey, her mission, and the remarkable encounters that have defined her work with the other side. Well, Jill, thank you very much for joining me today. You are also known as the Mississippi Medium, which I thought was interesting because I don't think Mississippi is necessarily known for its mediums.
Definitely not known for mediums, that is for sure. They have more churches per capita than any other state.
And you were born there, correct?
I was. I was born in the Bible Belt, yes.
So I find this interesting. You have a book, Mississippi Medium, and it says, My Journey from Southern Baptist to Talking to the Dead. When I saw that part of the title of the book, I'm like, now that is a journey I want to talk to her about. Because I find that fascinating. Because really, with Southern Baptists, we don't really think of people with psychic abilities. So was that that's a complicated question the way I was getting ready to say that, because I think for children, to realize you have abilities has to be really confusing. It seems to me, I don't have your abilities, but as a child, that would seem like real people are visiting you. And why are they visiting me?
Yes, absolutely.
And you would assume it happens to everyone, right?
You must be psychic, Carol. Yes, that was exactly what I was going to say. Is that's what you think at the time, that everybody can see the people, you know, that have transitioned walking around the room. And yes, that can be quite confusing.
You saw your grandmother after she had passed. And I thought it was interesting because you ran to your mother to tell her. I think you woke her up. I was expecting your mom to be, Jill, you did not see that, but that's not how she reacted.
No, my mother was also a medium. She just never wanted to offer her services professionally. She felt like it was a lot of responsibility, and so she was never called to do so, but she had the gift very much so.
It does seem like it's a generational gift. A lot of mediums I've talked to, psychic mediums, have said a grandmother had the gift, a parent had the gift, and that was the case in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it will skip a generation, but yes, my mother had a very, very strong gift. And, you know, the night that my grandmother came to me and floating over my bed, that was the first time that I had actually heard a spirit communicate or a loved one. The other times I was just able to see them, but I could not hear them talking. So that was really wonderful to be able to now have the clear audience, which is the hearing that went along with the gift.
Did it scare you?
It did before my grandmother. And then after that beautiful visitation from her, I really wasn't scared anymore because she was explaining so much to me and helping me understand how beautiful the other side is, and there's nothing to be afraid of. So from that point on, I really wasn't scared any longer.
And even though you weren't scared of the gift, it still had to have been confusing as a child because, you know, and I always make this comparison, you know, like if you live in a haunted house or if you have abilities like you do, you don't want to wear the wrong shirt to school because you want to fit in. How hard was that? You know, did you have to keep that to yourself when it came to your friends?
I did, except for one friend. One friend, Allison, knew of my gifts, and, you know, she would be hanging out at the house and doors would open and close and we would hear things. And so she was the only person that I confided in as far as friends go. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Young people just want to try to fit in with everyone else. And so I truly did not fully come out of the psychic closet, actually, until I was living in California many years later.
Yeah, because you went on to become a CPA. Obviously, you went to college. You start your own business. While that was happening, because I think a lot of children have the ability, but it kind of goes away. Do you feel like that?
Yes, it can definitely subside. In my case, it really never did. I mean, I even remember after college, I moved to Florida. I was, you know, 22 years old and just constant spirits in the house. And then I had such a strong connection to my spirit guides, and they would tell me things and they would give me prophecies. And, you know, the person that I was dating at the time, I felt like he was cheating, but I wasn't completely sure. And my guide woke me up early one morning and told me to go get the telephone bill. That's back in the day when we still had the actual bills that came in the mail. And
oh, yeah.
Told me which page to go to. And it was a thick one, too. And so I went to that page, and then I was going down and they said, stop there and call that number. And I called the number, and sure enough, that was the person that he was cheating on me with. So, I mean, I've just always had these strange experiences throughout my entire life.
I find that that gut feeling, like you kind of suspected he was cheating on you, but you were not paying attention to it because that's too difficult. So they had to come and wake you up. It was like, you have got to go look at the phone bill.
My guides kind of joke and say that sometimes I can be a bit hard-headed and they have to hit me over the head with their 2x4. So yes, many times we just pretend we're not hearing what we kind of know with our gut feelings, right? I think that's so common for all of us.
Yes, especially when you're young and in love, nobody can tell you anything.
Exactly.
So they had to prove it to you. When you talk about your spirit guides, were they around when you were a child, the same spirit guides, or did you even know what they were as a child? How did you figure out they were spirit guides?
That's a great question, because many psychics and mediums do have a relationship with their guides when they're children, and I did not. I started getting to know my guides, I would say, in my early 20s, and that relationship kept getting stronger and stronger, and then over time, I learned her name, one of my main guides. And so it's been kind of an ongoing journey as far as that goes. Back when I was a child, it was more the mediumship and the spirit world walking through my house. I had more of that. And then I had encounters with UFOs as, you know, when I was like 9 years old. So the connection with my spirit guides really started coming in stronger, I would say, in my 20s and 30s.
Did you recognize them as spirit guides at that point, or did you maybe find someone who could mentor you and help you with this journey?
They absolutely had mentors. And for those people who say that they are born with the gift and they don't need teachers or mentors, I'm going to lovingly say that that is 100% ego talking, because we always need mentors, teachers, guides. I learned so much, and I would not be where I am today without my teachers and mentors over the years. And that's why it's my passion teaching other people how to use their gifts and how to hone those gifts.
Because that makes sense to me. I've always felt like you kind of, especially with your gifts, you do need a mentor, because I think it would be confusing. I think I would always be questioning myself, what is it? Who am I seeing? How am I getting this information? And questioning it as real, legit information.
Absolutely. And with the right teachers and mentors and guides, you learn what is ego, what's your higher self, what is the difference between connecting with a spirit guide versus connecting with a loved one. And their vibration is very, very different. And that's my passion, is teaching people who are psychics and mediums both, because a lot of times when they start coming to me for mentoring, they don't know how it's coming in. They don't know if it's coming in
right
from a guide or from one of their loved ones.
What do you mean when you say vibrations? How does that present to you? Is it something internal that you feel?
Yes, it is an energy signature, and you feel it in your body. And our loved ones, when they come through, that connection feels very, very different than the connection with spirit guide. The loved ones, when they're coming through, every medium feels it differently in their body. For me, I feel it like in my chest area, my heart starts beating really, really fast. I feel like I'm vibrating. It's just a very different feeling.
And when you went off to college and, you know, you're studying, you're going to be a CPA, none of this was letting up at that time. You were still experiencing all of this?
Absolutely. The experiences never really let up. No, I can't say that they did.
You know, I think it's interesting, because I do think a lot of us have an ability, and I think that's called intuition. And we don't pay attention to that inner voice and that feeling so often. You override it. You had that weird feeling you shouldn't have gone to that person's house, and then this whole thing happened, but you didn't pay attention to it. And that's just little for most of us. But for you, I think that would be really difficult to learn what to trust. The information that's coming into you is accurate, and how to share it. That would be such, I guess that's where a mentor would come in to help you figure that out.
Yes, and my mentors did help me with that, because there's an ethical responsibility that goes along with mediumship as well. Because, you know, just because a medium receives a message, it is not ethical to deliver that message until you ask the person if they're open to receiving the message. Because if you're just at a random party, and this happens to mediums, we do get connections, we do get messages out when we're at parties and in the grocery store and at restaurants. But just because we get the message doesn't mean that it is ethically responsible to share that message. And maybe the person is not in a place where they're ready to receive that message, or maybe it's not the right time or space. So yes, 1,000%, that's what my mentors helped me understand, is the ethics surrounding it. And I'm a huge proponent of that with my students as well. And I can always spot an untrained medium, honestly.
Is it hard for you to do when something does come to you and you do feel like this is really a message this person should hear? Do you have to kind of gently approach them? Like, if, because I talked to a gal once and she was telling me that it happened at the grocery store, and she's like, oh my God. But she really felt like it was important for this woman to hear the message. And I think it would be about the approach too to that person. It would be, walking up to a stranger and having a conversation is difficult, right? Walking up and saying that you've got a message from a loved one, that would be a leap of faith. You know, I think that could be very difficult.
Yes, and you're right, though. It's the way, if you, you know, I teach my students that we deliver messages through the heart and through a place of love. And you know, I have gone up to people, but I say I'm a medium, and I have one of your loved ones here. Are you open to receiving the message? And they either say yes or no. I mean, most of the time it is a yes. And if it's a yes, then I've been happy to deliver that message. But you're right, it's the way that we approach them to begin with, not from a place of ego or trying to prove something. It's from a place of love and wanting to share that with them.
Now, when you were still living in Mississippi before you moved off to, you know, pursue your own life, and I'm not super familiar with Mississippi, but I do live in Kansas and we are in the Bible Belt. Was it difficult for you to kind of maneuver having these abilities in an environment like that?
Yes and no. I was blessed with parents that were open, but, you know, going to church, I just started. I've never been someone who can stay contained in a box, because I see things, I know things, I see messages, I see the truth, I read energy. And even though I didn't quite understand when I was young that I was reading energy, I started questioning things about the dogmatic things that religion was teaching. And I started seeing a lot of hypocrisy in the church. So that part I would say was difficult, because I still do have my faith in Creator, and I'm a very spiritual person, but I just could not follow the dogma of it anymore.
And I totally understand that, because I think that it depends on your faith, but a lot of people don't understand the abilities that you have. And I think maybe they might be a little bit afraid of it. And
yes.
So you can just say, kind of hide behind your faith and say, I don't believe in that. Reading the Bible, there's a lot of that in the Bible. You know, so it's not a huge stretch, I don't think. It's different because it's a contemporary, and I don't know, maybe it is scary to people too.
Yes, I have a really difficult time understanding how someone can so blindly believe one book that has a different compilations from men, by the way, who supposedly channeled this information from God directly. And then all of the miracles that happened, they will believe that Jesus was able to walk on water. They were able to believe that, believe it was Moses that parted the Red Sea. And they blindly believe all of this, but they don't believe that psychics and mediums have these gifts. I cannot comprehend it.
And there's just too many cases of people who have this ability. You know, when my nephew was young, after my dad died, my dad started visiting him. Here he is, a six-year-old boy, telling us these stories that my dad had told him, which were spot on. It's like he came up with this somewhere. To me, there's just so many cases of it everywhere. But I don't know. It's always kind of confused me. Like, how can you believe that and not believe you have that ability?
Absolutely. And I want to circle back around, Carol, when you were talking about that you believe everybody has an intuition. And that is something that I'm so passionate about, because you're absolutely correct. And, you know, society teaches us, we are kind of programmed to believe that our answers are supposed to come outside of us, right? Mm-hmm. That we're supposed to go to either church members or school or the adults in our life to get all of our answers. And the true awakening comes when we understand that our answers lie within for every one of us. And we came in with intuition. Once we learn to tap into it, our lives change dramatically overnight. And it's so beautiful to witness people learning to use their intuition.
So is that something, you know, when you talk about the classes that you teach and your students, is it some of the people you work with, is it just a level of intuition, or do they need more abilities to work with someone like you?
Both. I say that everybody can learn to tune into their intuition, and I feel that they should, actually, because it helps us in all areas of our lives. So when I teach my classes, I teach psychic development very differently than I teach mediumship development. But I will also say this, Carol, that in all the years that I've been teaching, I have never had a student that came through the mediumship program that was not able to connect by the end of the level 4 class. I have never had it. And people would come and say, I don't know why I'm here. I would just want to learn to talk to my loved ones. And everybody has been able to so far. But I'll say this, that it's mediumship's not a calling for everyone.
Right.
You can learn to do it, but is that your calling? Just like me, I can learn to play the piano. Am I going to be Mozart in this lifetime? Absolutely not. So that's kind of the difference.
That's a good analogy right there, actually. You know,
yes.
We have another podcast, and it's ghost stories. And we had a story this week about a woman who lost a couple loved ones. She said that she was afraid to go into a haunted house. She didn't want to have any experiences, but she wanted to somehow connect with her loved ones and wasn't able to. And do you think sometimes we don't allow it because we shut ourselves down? And I don't know the best way to open ourselves up to that, but, you know, she might have been, I'm so afraid of a ghost, I don't want to look up and see my friend standing at the end of my bed or my grandmother hovering over me, because I do think that would, I know that would scare me if I woke up tonight and saw my grandmother hovering over me. But do you think that we kind of shut our own minds down too?
Absolutely, we do. And, you know, when we go back to talking about vibration and frequency, when you take fear and love, they're polar opposites of emotions. And when we're in the vibration of fear, that's lowering our vibration. And when our vibration is lowered, it's almost impossible to connect with the other world. So yes, 100%. And it's part of my job as a teacher is to help people get over those fears, right? We're our own worst enemies a lot of times when we're trying to excel at anything. And when we can get out of our own way and out of our own ego and our own fears, then we are able to have these experiences. And a lot of people, mediums that say they really don't want to have the ability to be able to see the loved ones with their eyes open, then the loved ones will come to them in their mind. And that's called indirect clairvoyance. So they can still, you know, see them. They're just kind of seeing them in their mind. So there's always ways to connect with our loved ones.
Now, you went on to be a successful CPA. You had your own practice CPA business? I don't know the correct terminology there. As soon as I tried to say something, I'm not sure. You had your own CPA company. Maybe that's the
right. Yes, and I had it in Hollywood for the entertainment industry.
So you were doing very well with that. But at some point, you decide to sell the company and become a psychic medium. What was that transition like for you? And that kind of, that is a true leap of faith.
You know, I like to say that I really didn't have a choice, Carol. I had two experiences where I ended up in the hospital, and both times I was told by my guides that even though I was really good at managing money and being a CPA, that it was not my blueprint. It was not my soul's path for this lifetime, and that I really needed to step onto my path. And so the second time of being in the hospital, I really decided to take that leap of faith and begin to step forward. And, you know, I help a lot of people with that too, because so many people are in the corporate world, and it just starts getting more and more feeling where either you have a near-death experience or you have an illness or a loved one passes away, or your job starts getting to be more and more challenging. And that's just our spirit guide's way of kind of redirecting us to our life's path.
That made me think. That's interesting. I think sometimes you get the message with time that truly was a gift. In the moment, you don't always feel like it. And I say that from experience, because I got fired from a career after 29 years. Walked in one day, it's like, you're fired. Now, 5 years later, I see the gift in all of that. But at the time, you don't. So the way you just said that, it could have been my spirit guide saying, this is not what you need to do.
Oh, it was, Carol, 1,000%. And my other book, Manifesting Your Magic in the 5D, that's what I talk about in that book, because if we think about it, we learn the most from the most challenging times in our lives, right? But like you said, in the moment, it sucks and it doesn't feel great. And we feel, why is this happening? And it's so unfamiliar.
Yeah, you feel, I was very lost. You know, that was my career. Yes. And now what do I do? And it's the middle of COVID, and can I find a job? And it, there was a lot of good gifts within that, looking back on it, because, you know, I realized I can learn new things. I can do new things. Doors do open. But at the time, you don't always see it. But it could be your spirit guide just saying, you need to do something different.
Yes, many times it is.
So for you, was it a difficult transition? Because, you know, I'm assuming you're making good money and now I'm going to try this. I would think that would have been a difficult transition. But you're also following your heart.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. Yes and no. My life changed dramatically, obviously. You know, I was going to movie premieres. I had some really successful clients in the movie industry, and so my life changed overnight, but it was such a blessing, and I was just fully stepping into who I was, and that felt really amazing to fully step into my authentic truth and then continue studying with my teachers and mentors, and then, you know, throughout that, meeting other psychics and mediums and finding that part of my soul family, and so there was such a blessing in all of it as well.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. For more information, visit her website at jillmjackson.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or you can go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.